That's awesome. Hey, love being in church. It's just, you know, regardless of whether we're on the stage or next to the stage, like, it doesn't really matter. God's here and he's moving. And I actually like it. I like it a lot. I like being right up close. I like being close to the bass. I think it's just because, you know, like, worship is not about, like, people on a stage putting on a performance for us to watch. And so what I like about just everyone standing on the floor is that that's really obvious. Like, all of us are just in it together and we're all just worshiping together, and you can, you know, hear everybody singing just as loud as you can hear the guys with the microphone. And it's not about, like, people putting on a good show. It's just about all of us coming together as a group of believers just worshiping God. And I love that. And I love that, you know, that's what heaven is. And I love that that's what we can have on a Sunday. And it's just incredible, yeah. And tonight, I just want to share for a little while. And I was thinking today, and I was just spending time with God and praying and just reading the Bible. And I was thinking about the eternal versus the temporary, and how a lot of the stuff that we focus on kind of during the week or during our day and in our life is really we focus on the temporary. And a lot of what we do is centered around the temporary. A lot of what we put our energy and our resource and our life into is really temporary. And like, there are lots of good things in life, and, you know, God made life for us and we should enjoy it. But I was just thinking about how, like, so much of what we do will just die off and fade away and turn to dust. But God is not temporary. God is eternal. And how much more value it is to spend our lives on the eternal. And in Psalms 103, it says this, and I'm going to read from verse 11. If you've got your Bible, you can read it with me. It says, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we were formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." I just love that God understands that this life is temporary, and it just fades away. And it's like we're from dust and we'll be dust. But his love goes from everlasting to everlasting. And I just think that's great that like, it's not just everlasting, because everlasting is forever. That would be enough. But it's like everlasting, then to another lot of everlasting. So it's like, you know, you get the point. It's even more and more and more, you know. And God's love just goes on forever and ever and ever. And his love for us means that we, not in this world, but we as a soul and a spirit, we can go on forever and ever and ever too in relationship with him. And that's incredible, yeah? Just forever and ever, no end, ever. And that's really hard to hold on to and really hard to grasp, because, like, so much of what we are surrounded by is temporary all the time, yeah? But it's the truth and it's the reality. And I just really feel like if we want to see God really move in our city and in our lives this year, then it needs to be a shift in our focus from the things that are seen and the things that are temporary to the things that are unseen, the things that are eternal. And if we can do that, and if we can get ourselves really focused on what God sees, because, you know, God doesn't see, like, the years or the days as anything really, but just eternity in an instant. And if we can start to see like that, then our time here on earth can be about that and about his purpose, and not about just what's happening right now in front of us, or not just about ourselves or this current time and all of that. And, you know, in 1 Peter 1 it says, "Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass," the same thing, And all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And I really love that Peter says, now that you know how to love, then love each other deeply from the heart. And by doing that, and by loving God, and by having His love and loving each other, then it says you won't be from perishable seed anymore, but from imperishable seed. And it says His word and the Lord endures forever and ever and ever. And I think that like we need to get this shift and wake up, I guess, to the fact that the world is not just here and now, and 2012 is gone in an instant, in so many ways, and you know, it's going to go so quick, you can tell, and that's a worry if you care about the temporary. That's a bad thing if you're concerned with what's going on here and now. But if we look at eternity, then it doesn't matter how fast or how slow a year goes, because a year is kind of meaningless compared to eternity, yeah? And so, like, I think that God has something to do in this year for us, and I think that's significant. I think God has significant seasons for us and an amazing time ahead for our church and for all of us. But I think to really see that and to live that out, then we need to get that it's not just about right now, and it's not just about this year, it's not just about the next year, the next 10 years, or the next 100 years, but it's about the eternal truth of God and His love for us, and that endures forever and ever, and is everlasting and never ends, and there is no end ever. And we need to understand that, yeah? Well, that's the eternal thing, and like, I think it's fine. Like, God created the world and there are good things in the world and it's there for us to enjoy. Why not? But let's not forget what we're really living for. Now, let's not just live for this year or this lifetime, but live our lives for an eternity. Live our lives as if we know that one day it'll all be gone and we'll be in heaven forever with God forever and ever from everlasting to even more everlasting. That's where we're going, yeah. And in Colossians 3 it says, "Since you've been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right side of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all these things such as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self, which was renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all." This is a long passage, but I'm going to push through it because I think it's good. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these issues, our virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." I really felt so strongly that for me and for us, that we would set our minds and our hearts on things above, not on earthly things. And that we would set our hearts this year not on the stuff that seems so important to the world, and not even on the stuff that might seem so important to us in a religious sense, but set our heart on the things that God says are eternal, and the things that God says are above. And I really love that what he lists here in Colossians, the new self and the things that we need to do and the things that we are to clothe ourselves with, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, that the things that are eternal, the things that will last forever, are not the earthly desires or the worldly things, but it's love and it's kindness and it's patience and it's generosity and it's compassion, yeah. And so when we go about our everyday life, if we're living out those things, then we're living with an eternal perspective. And like, that's really easy. And I don't know. I'm excited by this. Just that, because the idea of eternity is huge. I'm sure you understand that. And it's really big and it's really hard to get a hold of and it's really hard to grab. But compassion and kindness and love and forgiveness, those things are easy to grab. Those things are easy to understand and to be able to tell whether you're doing that or you're not doing that. And God just makes it so easy for us to understand what He is like and understand what it means to live for eternity. And He says it doesn't have to be like sitting there navel-gazing about eternity and all its significance and contemplating infinity, because you'll just do your head in. But He says, just be nice to each other, be compassionate, be forgiving, forgive as I have forgiven you. Like, that's really, really big. And if we do that, and then over all of that we put love, then we are setting our minds on things above, not on things on earth. And I think we can go into this year knowing that we are loved and chosen by God. And we can live out of that, yeah? Like, live lives that reflect our eternal significance, not any significance we think we might have here on earth, yeah? Like, that we would love each other deeply and that we would love God with all that we've got, and that we would just do the things that we have called to do. And I think, like, next week, we'll be still rebooting or whatever that means, but we'll be doing Normal Explosion. But I want to just take this time now, and I wanted to take this time to really, I don't know, encourage us just to focus in on what God sees as important for this year. And those things never change, and we'll have fresh vision and specific things that we've got God wants us to do this year. But above all, He wants us to love each other and to love Him. And that's really simple and something that we will always, always know is at the forefront of everything we're called to do as a church and as people. And so, I don't know, maybe we just... let's just play another worship song and we'll finish up after that. But let's just take the opportunity now just to really commit in our hearts to things that are eternal and not things that are temporary. And I think that when we worship and when we spend time worshiping God, that we really get a glimpse of that eternity. So let's do that.